So we're going to do something a little different today. If there's any Sunday school kids upstairs in the choir loft, could they come down and just gather around here? I don't know if Anna and John want to come on up, or even Grace and Zoe. You're welcome to sit in the front row if you like. Just come sit right on the floor. I think Maisie's up there. Is Arlie up there? She's coming down. Good. Come on up, Anna. Don't be scared. You can sit with your friends if you want. I was asked on this first day of Sunday school, the first day in 2 years of Sunday school, I was asked to do a sermon especially for kids. So I said, sure, I can try that. So intimidating as sometimes you kids might be, I'm going to try to give a sermon specially for you today. How's that sound? All right. But I hope that we grown-ups can also learn something as well. And the other thing, kids, is I'm going to have a couple of questions, and I hope you kids will help me answer. I might need some help from the bigger kids if necessary, and we'll see how that goes. So here we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Now, we just sang a special song, and it goes like this. It has a line, and it goes, we bow down in worship. Do you remember that song? We sang that just a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, you remember that song. My first question is, what did we bow down in front of? Any of you kids? Yes, Jaden.
Of the Spirit?
Well, yep, that's true. Arlie.
God.
And then God, yep. In the song, we bow down in front of a specific item. We say before, yeah, Zoe?
The cross.
The cross, that's right. So all of those are right. We bow down before God. We bow down before the Holy Spirit. We also bow down in front of a cross. Why do we think we bow down in front of a cross, Arlie?
Because we're worshiping Jesus,
that's right. Elsie, what did you think? All right, yep. Any other? Yes, Jaden. Worship means to show the most possible honor and glory you can give to somebody. If you worship someone, it means you honor and glory them as much as possible. Yeah. What does the cross have to do with Jesus? Does anybody remember? Yep, Kira. I could not hear you. What happened to Jesus on the cross, Elsie? Is what? Did you say?
Resurrection.
Resurrection. That came after, yep, Arlie.
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross. Yeah, the word was crucified. Yes, he died on the cross. Did Jesus want to get crucified, do you think? Did he want to die? No, of course not. Of course he didn't want to die. But Jesus did it anyway. It was really hard for him. He actually prayed to God the Father that if he didn't have to, please don't let me. But he did it anyway because he loves us and he wanted to save us so that we could all go somewhere after we die. Do you know where that is? Where do we? To heaven. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have another question. What month is it? Does any kids know? Yeah. No, it's not January. Kira. It's September. That's right. It's September. Right now it's September. Here's something interesting. Every September, we celebrate the cross. Every year, we have a special celebration of the cross, and we sing that song I just sang for you. And we take a cross, and we put it in the middle of the church. Did you see the cross in the middle of the church when you came in? And we decorate it, hold on, and we decorate it, and it's got flowers, and it's got a red ribbon around it, and it's got leaves on it. Does anybody know who decorated the cross? Arlie.
Me!
You did, yeah. Arlie was one of the big decorators this year, that's right. And the priest wears red vestments to remind us of the blood of Christ, and there's a red ribbon on there, and we sing that special song, and we learn about the cross. So one thing we're going to learn today is a little bit about something Jesus said in our gospel reading. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. Do you kids have any idea what that means? Do you really? Or are you just going to guess?
I don't know.
You don't know. Jaden, you know what that means? I didn't think so. Arlie? No, not quite. We'll get you there. I'm going to give you the answer in a minute. Yeah, Zoe.
Is that you basically take up yourself and go wherever Jesus?
kind of. You're getting warmer. All right. To take up your cross means to do what's right, even if it's really hard. That's what it means. Do what's right, even if it's really hard. Remember, the cross was hard for Jesus. He didn't want to do it, but he let himself get crucified anyway. And now Jesus says that you can do what's right, even when it's hard. You guys, everybody here can do what's right no matter how hard it is, because he gives you the power to do that. So we're going to practice that sentence. It's going to be, do what's right even when it's hard. Can you all say that with me? Do what's right even if it's hard. Can you say that louder than that? Do what's right even when it's hard. All right. I'm going to tell you a story next, okay? I'm going to tell you a story. You're going to have to listen. It's about two kids that are from the same family. They could be two boys, two girls, it doesn't matter. You can imagine them any way you want. All right? So you have in your mind the two kids. You ready? And the parents say to the first kid, they say, it's time to do your chores. Okay? I didn't make this story up. Jesus made this story up, actually. I'm just sharing it. And the parents say to the first kid, it's time to do your chores. Now, the chores were really hard. And so the first kid says, I don't want to do it. But then the first kid thought better about it, and they went and did their chores anyway. Okay? The second kid said, okay, I'll do them. But then they didn't go out and do their chores. So which kid did what was hard? Yes, Arlie.
Number one,
that's right. The one that said, I don't want to, but they went and did it anyway, right? They did what was hard even though they didn't want to do it. That's right. The one that went and did the chores. Chores can be hard sometimes, but that kid did what was right even though it was hard. So that kid took up his cross that day, right? Do you see what that means? Doing their chores was a way of taking up their cross. Now, I'm going to ask you to put on your thinking caps, and this is the last part of our sermon today. We talked about chores. Can you think of anything else in your life that's hard to do, but it's the right thing to do? Is there anything in your life that's hard to do, but it's the right thing to do besides chores? We're not doing that one again. You have to think of something new. Arlie, something that's hard to do, but it's the right thing to do. All right. So having to be patient with a mean girl at school, is that hard to do? Is it hard to be patient with a mean person?
Yeah, because you call me names.
Nobody likes to be called names or be punched. That's right. But are you patient with that person? Because that's the right thing to do. That's an excellent example. That means the days you're patient, Arlie, you take up your cross that day. Kiara, something that's hard to do, but it's the right thing to do.
Waiting for lunch.
Oh my God. Waiting to eat, being patient when you're hungry is a really hard thing to do. And when you're patient, that's a way of taking up your cross. You're doing what's right, even though it's hard. Jaden.
Sometimes when I'm really tired of playing, and then I get try to do it, but it's really hard, so I have to do it. Because my parents remind me.
Oh, when it's time to clean your room?
Yeah. No, I mean...
Okay.
I mean, like, sometimes if I'm getting ready for school or church...
Oh, you're playing and you got to get ready for church or school, so to stop playing, stop doing what you want and do what you have to do. Yeah, that can be hard, but when you do it, that's taking up your cross. Any grown-ups want to share something that's hard, but it's the right thing to do? Any bold... Yes, Lori. To forgive, yes. When somebody does do something mean to you, it can be really hard to forgive them, isn't it? And taking up your cross means that we do what's right, even though that's hard. Anybody else?
When I go to school and I want to do specials because it's a break of math, it's always boring because that specials is fun, but I have to wait.
Yep, waiting to do something fun. Yeah, have you ever had a brownie or a cookie and there was only one left, but two people wanted it? Never happened to you. That's good. You're lucky. What should you do if you have only one cookie left and there's two people that want it? Arlie, what should you do? You should split it in half and share it. Sharing can sometimes be very hard, but it's the right thing to do. So you guys have the right idea. Yeah. Yes, Trudy. Yes, Maisie?
Ollie, I brush my teeth.
To brush your teeth. I know. Oh, sometimes you're so tired, you just want to put your head on the pillow. But you got to take care of your body and your teeth, don't you? Plus, it's doing what your mom and dad say. So absolutely, you got to do what's take care of yourself. Even grown-ups sometimes don't want to take care of ourselves. But we have to do that because our bodies are God's gift to us. Okay, yes, Kira.
When my grandma has to split it in half, and I just want the whole thing.
Sometimes you got to split it in half when you just want the whole thing. All right, so all these examples you gave and some of the examples you've shared, and I bet you can think of examples of things that are hard but are the right thing to do. That's what Jesus means when he says, take up your cross every day and follow him, is to do what's right even when it's hard. So we're going to say it one more time together, right? And I want it nice and loud, okay? Sure, you can. We yell, indeed he is risen at Easter, right? So why can't we yell what it means to take up your cross? Okay, ready? Do what's right even when it's hard. Amen.